Hey kids, it's DayPage for Friday, March 1st. And with the Ides of March ahead of us and the first week of DayPage behind us, I'd like to visit one of my favorite topics, not. I'll get right to the point. The government is taking our money in the form of illegal, that is to say not ratified by law, taxes, and using that money to pay domestic telecommunications companies to spy on us. It's game over, and we lost. They're not playing by any rules at this point. They're just doing what they want because they want to do it, to make sure that they can identify anyone who doesn't agree with them and take them out of circulation one way or another, mostly by claiming that they're a terrorist, which in their mind frees them to do anything they want, right up to torturing and killing by personal drone strikes. And once again, in case you didn't hear me, you are paying for it. How did this happen? Well, the federal government has been wanting to get all the way into your pants for a long, long time. They just can't get enough of you until they know everything, including every thought, every dream you might have. They're sick, sick, really sick. Sicker than any of the mass murderers we've seen lately. They're killing us a lot more slowly, and that's the only difference. It started with the Bush administration and the warrantless, in other words, unlawful, wiretapping. That didn't sit well with some of the people in government, so the FISA courts were created to hear requests for wiretap warrants in secret. We have to assume, because we've been kept in the dark, that those requests were automatically granted, and the number of Americans spied on skyrocketed. There were a few people in Washington that they hadn't corrupted yet that had the temerity to question and complain. So the FISA Act of 2008 provided in Section 802 that telecommunications companies could not be sued for turning over customer records and data to, quote, an element of the intelligence community, unquote, and that's a direct quote. The piece of the law was appealed, and to make a long story short, in December 2011, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled that the granting of immunity to telecommunications companies was constitutional, and that set the stage for what we have today. The federal government simply buys everything, and I mean everything, from the telecommunications companies. Ever hear of the Total Information Awareness Program? And because they buy it, it's a commercial transaction. They're paying a lot for it. So the telecommunications companies are happy, and it's not a matter of law anymore. It's a commercial transaction. And it's money out of your wallet, so they can know everything you do, think, dream, see, hear, and smell, and post on Facebook. So now that the law means nothing, and you no longer have any protection from the government while it vacuums your wallet empty to bribe telecommunications companies to turn over all your information about everything you do, who your friends are, when and where you are, what are you going to do? Ask for more? Are you loving it? I'm Rex Latchford on Radio InfoWeb. Visit latchfordfactor.com.